USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways. Celebrities in the hard-hit Malibu area doing their part to help. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Where we're going to see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
We're seeing these really strong, strong winds, and that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
New details emerging about the death of the Washington Post journalist killed at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating, take this bag off my head." It took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and 15 minutes to cut up the body.
Switching gears now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects the savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It stands at $2.68 per gallon.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FAA investigating an incident involving an air traffic controller in Las Vegas.
The FAA is making changes to its overnight staffing policies, requiring two controllers to be in the tower during busy hours after the incident at Nevada's McCarran International when an air traffic controller became incapacitated while on duty. It involved her speech being slurred and unintelligible to many pilots.
During blunders. 69, you're concerned about what?
I'm sorry. Say again for 1069.
Bearing 1069, stand by your spot.
No safety incidents were reported, and a second controller came back from break ahead of schedule to take over. The FAA not saying how the controller was incapacitated, but they say she was taken to a hospital for a checkup and was put on administrative leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A judge in Florida issues a warning to attorneys involved in the Florida recount. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides, and I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, to ramp down the rhetoric.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.